It is time for us to check sports. It's time to bring in Mike Cosi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, I watched the game last night. I did. And it came out exactly like I thought it would come out. Both teams showed offense, but LSU is just, I'll tell you, this year, in the context, it's one of the best football teams I've ever seen in college.
They're deep on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
They have the best quarterback in football. They have a bunch of good receivers, good running backs. They're a really, really good team.
Do you see all the records this kid, that quarterback, broke?
Yeah.
I mean, he broke,
and he came out shaky last night.
But here's the thing I like about what they learned right away, and by the second half they had the game. You know, the confidence that team plays with is amazing, and I love Clemson. Don't get me wrong, I love Clemson.
Clemson's good too.
Yeah.
LSU is just better.
Oh, what a football team!
Clemson is the second best team in the country.
Yeah, but what a football game! Oh. Now,
they're a good team.
I don't know if that kid's going to make it in the NFL or not, but it doesn't matter because you know what also exposed about that that quarterback this year? He's just a great guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no integrity problem with him.
Oh, the other quarterback for the other team. They're just two really nice kids.
Yep. It's a shame they had to play each other, but it's a good thing they did play each other because they're the two best teams, and you can just see how much better LSU is than everybody else. By the way, they beat Clemson. Clemson was beating them 17-7.
Yeah.
So they outscored them 35-7 at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you just knew it was a matter of time until LSU got on track because, like I said, they came out flat. That was the worst they came out all year. And then they got themselves together, and they just steamrolled Clemson.
Yeah, it was an impressive victory. Impressed. That's all you can say about it. Just a plain impressive victory.
Good coach, good players. The coach makes the players. He keeps them in line. He gets them up for games. Ogeron is a tremendous coach. I hope he stays in college because he belongs there instead of going into the NFL and the disgrace that is. This is one of the best college teams in history. This team's probably as good, if not better, than them great Oklahoma teams in the 60s and 70s.
And Nebraska teams, absolutely. I'm 67.
And the reason why is because this team's multidimensional. Nebraska and Oklahoma, they were ground out,
yeah.
run it down your throat teams. This team can do anything to beat you.
Yeah, just a great climax to the college football season, really was. It was just fun.
Best college football team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it's what I said to myself. I've just most complete college football team. I'll take one of the most complete football teams I've seen anywhere.
They could beat some NFL teams, I'll tell you that.
They certainly could.
Because they have the depth to do it.
All right, let's go on to what happened in Major League Baseball yesterday.
That's a joke. Total joke.
It's going to cost probably Alex Cora his job with the Red Sox. Here's what I don't understand about this, Mike. The investigation that went into this, the timing for the clubs right now to have happened what happened is just plain wrong. It's 3 weeks before pitchers and catchers?
Two or three.
So you're going to have the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox right now going into spring training.
And very possibly the New York Mets.
Yeah, not knowing what's going on. And you can't tell me that this investigation wasn't wrapped up a while ago. You just can't tell me because...
Well, here's the thing that I want to know. Like, they say for forever. Well, you know, when these guys took steroids, it wasn't illegal. Since when has stealing signs become illegal?
Well, since stealing signs has been illegal forever, but
no, it hasn't.
Well, not illegal, but it's been part of the game. But they did pass a rule a year and a half, 2 years ago, about technology and stealing signs. That they did pass that rule, but still, Mike, if you just can't put down major penalties like this on teams right before the season's about to start.
If I'm Hinch and Cora and everybody else, I sue baseball because prove everybody's not doing it. That's my argument. Prove everybody's not doing it. You want to say I did it? Fine. Prove everybody's not doing it.
I just think
they all are.
I just think what they could have done is find Houston and Boston, Major League Baseball, like $5 million, and tell them if they get caught again, then. But the disruption this throws in on the players of both these teams now, for the upcoming, is just plain wrong.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's baloney because everybody tries to steal signs. You go to a 12-year-old little league game and they're trying to steal signs. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
Now,
stealing signs is part of baseball. If you're stupid enough to do it, to make your sign stealable, and now with technology you have to outthink them, you deserve to have your sign stolen. It's stupid. Why do you think on a sideline on a football field they have all those stupid signs and all this stuff to mask what they're sending the plays in to do? Why do you think they do that? So you can't steal it. If you're dumb enough to let it be stolen, you should pay the price for it. And technology is part of sports now, because isn't baseball driven by analytics?
Well, that's the whole thing. You opened up the game to all these things. That's exactly right. And you opened up the game to all these things without thinking about what could go wrong. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, anyways, we'll see what happens. But
I mean, I'm old school, and everybody tried to steal signs for as long as I ever played baseball. And now that you have technology and you could replay things and you could videotape stuff at a second after it happened with the phones and everything else they have now, well, you left yourself open to it. Now you have to deal with it.
All right, how about Julian Edelman for the Patriots? Now,
he's a jerk. He should go to jail.
Well, yeah, but it was, I mean, yeah, was he drinking? Was he drunk? Yeah, did he jump on the hood of a car causing damage? Yeah. But when they first reported this, they reported it and it sounded a lot worse. The guy acted like a jerk. He was drunk. And drunk in public. That's what he should be charged with.
In public and destroying private property.
And he should be forced to pay for the...
Definitely. He should be prosecuted for what he did.
Yeah. You just don't... These... You know, the whole thing, and the NFL has, I don't know, it's,
You go. Maybe, you know, athletes should be banned from alcohol because you do stupid things with it. I mean, when does it end? When does it end?
It's
funny how certain people could walk that crooked line and get away with it, but somebody else, as soon as they step off of it, you got to pay the price. There's too much favoritism going on in the country. In sports, there's a law, there's a rule, you abide by it, you break it, you pay the price. Not some people do and some people don't. Because, like I said, other teams have stolen signs, other players have committed crimes. Some pay the price, some don't.
All right, with that being said, anything else to talk about in sports?
Yeah, the Rangers beat the Islanders 6-2 last night.
What happened?
That's a big win for the Rangers.
What happened? The Islanders just didn't show up?
No, the Sibs not playing.
Okay.
The Rangers have come to the conclusion that they should have come 5 years ago. Maybe we don't need Lundqvist.
Yep.
They're finally starting to come to that conclusion.
The king might be dead.
The queen has been dead.
All right, well, I'll check with you tomorrow morning. We'll see what's going on in sports.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning.